from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for a look back at a very special archived real-time recipe episode, like it aligns with our 900th episode, which was a look back. This is an actual episode, one of the audience favorites. So I hope you enjoy this classic episode of Sleep With Me, where I'll be doing an episode in real time. It's a quaint one because it's from the past, but I couldn't do it without all of you that take a second to support the sponsors or support the show. And I also want to remind you, don't forget to support one another and support yourselves. There's links in the show notes to organizations to help you with self-care and to help the members of our community, the Black members of our community, because Black lives matter. So check out our show notes. You can do that in any podcast app. Here's a word from the sponsors that let me bring you this show twice a week. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, so if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where we thank the listeners who support the sponsors, and that was, you know, that's like enough said, right? I want to thank Charlotte and Nancy, who both got some Sunsoil. Let Sunsoil know about their appreciation of their sponsorship of the podcast. Let me know about it so I could thank them. So I want to thank Charlotte and Nancy, and then I want to thank you. If you support a sponsor, particularly right now, I'm looking for people that supported Air Doctor, got an Air Doctor purifier. Not only so I can thank you on the Sleepy Supporter Zone, because it is like one of my favorite sponsors. Holy cow. I mean, right now it's really warm in the Bay Area. So I have the Air Doctor going at a higher speed than I normally would, circulating air and cleaning the air, getting everything out of it. But if you have supported them already, please let me know so I can thank you. Particularly like all our other spot products, I really want to have a long-term a relationship with the Air Doctor. That sounds funny. But yeah, so if you support the Air Doctor, let me know so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. Let them know. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. So if you're feeling a little bit of extra stress right now, or you need a little bit of extra help, there's links to organizations to help you with that. If you want to look into anti-racism, into looking at your privilege and supporting the Black members of our community, I have some places that you could get started right now in the Sleepy Supporter Zone. And the third part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is an organization I support, and that's the Bail Project. You could go to bailproject.org. You could use the link in the show notes. It's a revolving bail fund. So when you support them, your money gets used over and over again. Ideally, over and over again. And it combats some of the economic and racial disparities we see. So bailproject.org is something I support. You should think about supporting it too. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the Lecture. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors.
You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a
pound. Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. What do you say we show it down and slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thinking, feeling, physical, emotions, noise, whatever's keeping you awake. I'd like to take your mind off it, distract you. What I'm going to do is create a safe place. And I guess I said that, but the way I'm going to kind of design the safe place, I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, slowly. I don't think I have a drawl, but I have something like I'm going to drawl stuff out. I'm not going to be getting to any points real fast. I'm going to be drawling it out or drawing it out. I try not to drool because I don't like mouth noises. I like my delivery to be, even though I have creaky dulcets, I like it to be smooth. You know, as nice as I can make it. Really, that's like the whole concept of creating a safe place. I want it to feel warm. I want it to feel inviting. I want it to feel welcoming to everyone. That's why I say, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, I want you to know I'm glad you're here. And one of the reasons I'm glad you're here is that the human connection, you know, sometimes doesn't come easy, but in situations like this, it does, because I've been there. And I've heard from, you know, for thousands and thousands of people going through different things that have been keeping them up at night. And while there's a lot of things I haven't experienced, like I can relate to whatever it is that's keeping you up, but to that feeling that you get when you're like, what the heck? I just want to go to sleep, but please. Or like I think I said recently, when you're traveling, like when you want to go to sleep on the plane, nearly impossible. When you don't care, lights out. Sleep is a baffling, baffling thing. And you deserve a good night's sleep. Like, so I made this podcast. That's kind of part of what goes into it. But part of what goes into the safe place is like me saying, I'm glad you're here. And I'm going to be here and do my best to take your mind off stuff. So here's the setup if you're new. First 5 minutes of the show, that's business, so that we can keep the show for free, keep the archives for free, and credit the people that work on the show. Because only a couple of people get paid to work at the... So just to credit the people that work on the show. And then we have an intro, which we're a few minutes into. Those tend to be about 12 minutes. Kind of a show within a show to show that you don't really have to listen, but also to kind of, you know, to set the mood and for me to try to explain how the podcast works, which is kind of, it's a paradox. So it's like trying to explain a paradox, trying to say, well, I'd like to improve a roundabout. Well, how are you going to do that? I'm going to call it I don't know. I'm going to drive around a roundabout and think about how I'm going to make an improvement on a roundabout. So I'll do the intro. That's about 12 minutes. There should be a time when the story starts, so you could skip ahead. But for a lot of people, this sets them at ease. For some listeners, they fall asleep during the intro. Some people skip it. Hopefully you listen to the messages so you know how to keep the show going and support it. But otherwise, just, you know, get to where you need to be. Settle into bed. You know, you could start the podcast as you're easing in and winding down, or when you're already in bed, or some people start it in the middle of the night when they wake up. So there's really no wrong way to use the podcast, and there's no should around. You should listen, other than the top of the show, there's really nothing you can miss. You know, you can miss, you can fall asleep whenever you want. And I try to make it just engaging enough to take your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake, but not so engaging that you feel like you're obliged to listen, because you're not. No harm, you know, fall asleep whenever you need to. My goal is to be here to escort you across that threshold from wake to sleep. But the other side of it is you're under no pressure to fall asleep. These shows are about an hour long. Because I want you to be at ease and say, okay, I got a whole hour to fall asleep. I'll just kind of listen, and I'll be here the whole time. There are listeners that don't listen to the show to fall asleep. They can't fall asleep, and so they listen to it for company or mild entertainment. And I give it my all to be there as their boyfriend and yours. So whether you're asleep in a few minutes, or it takes you the whole episode, or you wake up in the middle of it, you know, I'm here for you the best I can. Now, this doesn't work for everybody, you know, because I guess there isn't a one-size-fits-all solution to sleeplessness. So you know, listen to it a few times if you're new. You know, try it out. Say, well, I don't know. Or after the second episode, you know, this because if you're skeptical, Of course you're skeptical. There's so many things that say, oh, this is going to fix it, or this is going to, and if you're like me and you can't sleep, you're really, you can be in that place where you really want something to work, you know, because heck, you, like I said, you need a good night's sleep, you know? And what a ripoff. I guess it's a lot of times I feel like that with stuff. It's like, what a ripoff. How come this person next to me, they're sound asleep and I'm sitting here tossing and turning and I got all this crap to do tomorrow. But that's why I make the show. I try to help, to try to be there, to keep you company while you fall asleep. I guess that's the thing. That's the ideal, I don't know, like a version. It's like, I'll be here to keep you company while you fall asleep. Now, I'm a little bit goofy. The podcast is a little bit silly. It doesn't always make sense. Tonight, we'll be talking about tonight's a real-time recipe. And what that means is, it's like, I don't know if you saw any, I grew up watching a lot of David Letterman and Conan and those style shows. And I remember, you know, every once in a while, they'd bring on someone to cook a meal. And they always cut out the lasagna, you know, they'd show you part of it and then the lasagna would be in the oven done. So it never happened in real time. And a lot of times it was just kind of comedic. But even if you're watching some news type show and they were doing the cooking, like your local news or Saturday morning showboat, you know, might have been something, you know, but they never were doing it in real time. Even some cooking shows are like, well, this is like a real time recipe show. Which what could be the reason they cut out those parts of the recipe is who wants to sit around when the freaking thing bakes or the water boils? Say, okay, well, we'll just sit here while the pasta boils. Well, that's what this bike is. And we won't be doing boiling pasta tonight. Most of this episode will be grocery shopping. But it's, you know, what kind of plan works, like a real-time recipe. What, you know, that'll put you to sleep. I think it will. I think it will for sure. We'll be at the grocery store for about 23 minutes. And it should be about the mildest trip to the grocery store you'll ever experience. That's the podcast. A lot of meanders, a lot of me going on tangents, observing stuff that's not particularly interesting to anybody else but me. You know, me sharing my thoughts, I tend to steer clear of controversy, but sometimes I do have, what are those thoughts? Tonight, salad spinners will come up, and I don't know how people feel about salad spinners. I don't know if a salad spinner was invented or repurposed or when it first came on the scene, because it felt like 99 might have been the year of the salad spinner, 98, or that it became, that it got into my purview, where all of a sudden you said, you got to spin these salads? And I thought you tossed a salad. I've heard of that. And pass the salad. I've heard of pass the salad. But you got to spin a salad now? I say, oh, yeah, it's a salad spinner. You spin it. So, you know, any, stuff like that, you know, that might be, that's just a, as extreme as we get. And then I still say, well, I just don't get, you know, and so the ideal thing is you wake up tomorrow and some people listen, some couples listen, but a lot of times, you know, one member of the relationship listens to the podcast and the other one sleeps really good. And those tend to be the people that snore, which, you know, it's just the case. But, you know, ideally you'll wake up, you'll be at breakfast tomorrow, or maybe one of your coworkers listens. Say, wow, you look radiant this morning. We say, well, I was listening to Sleep With Me last night. Put me right to sleep, I think. Well, what did old Scoots say? What did old Scoots get on? Sometimes he gets all, he's got that, he's got that personality. Like, he's a little neurotic. Did he get neurotic about, well, something about, I think he's trying to do a routine instead of spinning plates. He's trying to spin plates of salad, or at least I had a dream where he was instead of spinning plates, he was spinning plates with salad, and the radishes were going everywhere, and then he was throwing radishes like they were mini frisbees, and I think there was a poodle in a ballet skirt that was catching those, and. And then Scoots had to go, so somebody Google radish and poodle, please, and make sure that, but the poodle didn't swallow the radish, just caught it, and then you know, like made a face. So I think that's what the episode was about last night. Spinning plates of salad. But I don't know. I felt like I just woke up and there was another episode on where he was talking about grating grapefruits or something. I think he wrote a poem about the grating the great grapefruit. Grated grapefruit. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you look great. I can tell you slept good. Fine. You deserve it. Sorry about my snoring and drooling. But I did do the dishes. Oh, excellent. Well, that's great. Thanks, Scoots. So that's like the, whatever, the little House on the Prairie version or something. I don't know what way to describe it. Pollyanna version of the podcast. But that's, you know, that's how it goes. Like, so you don't need to listen. You're under no pressure to fall asleep. A podcast doesn't work for everybody. You know, I'm weird. But, you know, I've embraced my weirdness because it helps put people to sleep. And I want you to know, it's okay to be you too. And it's okay to be you here now. And just let out some air and say, okay, you're here. It's a safe place. It's here to help you fall asleep. I'm glad to hear. It's so good to see you or hear you or to be heard by you. And I say this every episode because I mean it. I really hope, I really yearn, and I really work hard because I want to help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, thanks for coming over. It's so good to see. It's been too long. And you might say, my invitation to come over, the voicemail I left you. I don't check my voicemail. I don't know if you've left me any voicemails. I try to, but I rarely do. But that's weird that I don't listen to voicemails, but I left one for you. But I don't know if you listened to it. But in it, I said, you're going to come over to do some we're not going to be technically cooking. But I don't know what else to call it. So we'll be cooking, this is something so good for us. It's so good to taste. There's so many options. Like, I'm so excited. I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. But we're about to make we're about to go to the grocery store without a shopping list. I feel like Gloria Gaynor, even though she didn't sing that song. I think that was the Pointer Sisters. But anyway, we're going to head over to Trader Joe's. We don't have a shopping list, so we don't need to check it. Of course, that means we could forget things. I have my fingers, and they've only failed me, for the majority of the lists I make on my fingers. But this is one we really can't go wrong. We can only go right. But we're really going to get down to the ground, let's go, do I have any updates? Believe it or not, I don't. This time, there are no updates. All my crushes are virtual. I've moved my crushes to a virtual location offshore. Well, it's not technically offshore, but kind of offshore. Yeah, I've offshored my crushes. Let's talk about it on the way to Trader Joe's. You look great, by the way. You look so terrific. And I'll tell you what, after we eat what we eat, what do I get? What can I give you the backstory on why? I'm not trying to be mysterious. So that's what we're going to do tonight, is make some salads. I'm going to give you an array of salad options. Okay, I didn't know we'd get to this quick. No, I do not have a salad spinner. And we could talk about that at the salad at Trader Joe's. But we're doing real-time driving now. We used to always get there by the magic of podcasts. I wouldn't have to fill time on the way to Trader Joe's, but you want me to keep talking? Can I just tell you, you're an excellent driver. It does not even feel like, I feel like, should I tell you about my, yeah, so I'm very happy with they leased the Chevy Volt. I'm very happy with it. And that's why I'm letting you drive it. We're being powered by electricity. Is it just so smooth? And yeah, there's no, I don't know what my carbon footprint is at all, but it's reduced, I hope. Except, you know, for my, when I was doing all that marshmallow toasting, I think that probably increased my, that doesn't increase my carbon footprint. I don't know. I think you might be wrong on that. How many marshmallows did I toast? Probably thousands. That was a dream. That was when I was called. I had a dream. I was the village marshmallow toaster in one of the largest villages. I think it was influenced by reading one of the Discworld novels, Jenny K. St. Guards, Guards, Guards. Or maybe it's only two guards, but I was dreaming. I was wandering the streets selling toasted marshmallows or marshmallows being toasted, which obviously increased my carbon footprint. But so it's a good thing we're driving on electric. Yeah, it's a confusion around the Chevy. So Chevy now has a Volt and a Bolt, and the Bolt's all electric. I think it goes about 200-something miles. The Volt goes 50 miles on electric, and then it switches to a gas generator engine thing. So it's not a hybrid. I like it. It's that's why I said free mentions of it, because I like it. Yeah, but doesn't it feel good? I say, holy, no wonder Elon's so popular. This electric stuff is great. And the best thing about making salad is we won't be having any internal combustions later either, if you don't mind me saying. Well, we could, I guess. You're right. You could from salad. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was going to talk about salad spinners before as we get closer to Trader Joe's. I don't have a salad spinner. I have had them in the past. I found that makes me eat less salad. The idea of having to spin the salad. Okay, let me just lay this on you. I'm not big at washing my vegetables. I'll just put that out there. I trust Trader Joe's. Unless it's going to my daughter's lunch, then I'll wash the vegetables. But the salad prep, I guess I do wash a pepper. I buy a bagged lettuce. So let me just, can we talk about that when we get there? Because it goes on, I mean, there's multiple things, reasons, so don't judge me. My carbon footprint just shot right back. Well, probably, I guess I use the salad bags for Koa's, to clean up after Koa, so does that help? Maybe. I think you're giving me a hard time. I almost feel like we're flirting now that I don't have, it's not that I do, well, I never flirted with anyone at Trader Joe's. Remember, I tried to ask where the Worcestershire sauce is. And then I didn't flirt after that. And then with the pork roast or whatever. So salad spinner. Well, one, the idea is, like, it just seems like a lot of work. One, what are you spinning off of it? Moisture. Yeah, I guess I never got it. I mean, I get the idea. I don't know, you know what, salad takes up a lot of room. That's the other thing. And even when you're spinning it, it takes up more room. And I got a tiny apartment. I got a tiny fridge. I really don't have the space to be spinning salads and increasing its mass or whatever you want to call it, the allotted space. At the same time, I did buy something. I don't know if it's by Rubbermaid or somebody else that is supposed to keep your salad crisp longer. But I don't have to spin it, which is the key. You just put it in there. And it takes up some space, too. Just not as much as a salad spinner. I don't know. Maybe I'm the suspicious salad spinner who was a spinster. What about that for a spill? Would that be a spy novel? What about the salad spinster? Spinster. The spinning salad spinster. Oh, that was the Agatha Christie one. I believe it makes sense. I can see that. The spinning salads of the spinster. I think we could give Chocolat a run for its money in that case. You know, no, well, that's it. Oh, so I guess that's about it about salad spinning. One, does it do anything? I mean, yes, it gets some water off. This is what I didn't get. Does that affect the salad immediately, or is that just affect the longevity of the salad? Well, here's my thoughts, and I'll be honest with you, because I know I'm right at this point. If it's going to impede your consumption of salad, don't do it. So, for me, the day I said no spinning of salad was the day, there wasn't actually a day I said that. Like, maybe I should get a sign. Maybe I should talk to Frank, old 12 Galaxies Frank, and see if he could carry a sign around that says no more salad spinning. Well, you're right. I guess it wouldn't be accurate. I stopped spinning salads and I've never felt freer. And I've never consumed I'm consuming more salad. Leafy greens. You prefer leafy greens? Well, leafy greens is one ingredient in a good salad. Oh, we're in Trader Joe's now. I have the worst parking lot luck here. So I'm trying to close out my salad spinning thoughts. I think that's it. Once I stop spinning the salads and we'll have the bagged salad conversation. Believe me, I don't want to be shamed for how I buy my salads. I'll even buy a kit every once in a while. That's fine. You could judge. Go ahead. When whatever leafy greens do to you does to me. But my goal for you is to get you on, I'd like to get you up to 15 servings of leafy greens a week. And I think we could do that easily. And I don't know what they prescribe, you know. I think probably you're supposed to eat 1,000 if you go by the, Nutrient Overload newsletter. That's the one I subscribe to. For people, they don't see the world in grays. I don't subscribe to that. Do you think I could sell that Nutrient Overload news letter? It wouldn't be actual news, because it'd be in a newsletter does not mean it's news. Whoever's, already forming it, they say, well, 15 salads a week. It's not salads, though. It's leafy greens. I'm sorry, we were talking about salad. I was saying, so once I got rid of salad spinning, I ate more salad. I don't know if I actually ever spun. I probably spun 3 salads in my life, and then the salad spinner otherwise sat there taunting me. And let me also say this. I do actually, I guess I'm lying. I do enjoy spinning a salad, because what I'd like to do is build up the momentum and then spin it the other way. Get it really going and then spin it. So maybe I just, can you overspin? My salad's been overspun. I guess that might be what people said. I know this isn't falling on deaf ears. I know you agree with me. You just don't want to. That's let me know. Do some research. Let me know if this is an essential step. I still won't do it. I'm full of salad right now. So, or greens and stuff. Okay, so here we are. And yeah, there's no reason, I have no worries about running into any crushes, because I've offshored my crushes, I've put them online. Where online? Well, the mystery places, places across, places where you're where I'll never run into them. How's that? Can I tell you more about my crushes? No, because we believe it or not, as soon as we get in here, right on our right is the salad section. So no, we don't need to talk about my current, we don't need to discuss that. So here we face our first step of salad consumption, which I think for the first 26 years of my life, I considered, like most Americans that grow up in what would, under quotes, would be middle America, the iceberg lettuce was considered a salad to me, with a cream dressing and maybe a few tomatoes. And then if you went in a salad bar, would be the other kind of salad. Those were the two salads I knew of from my youth. Iceberg lettuce with maybe some other stuff. maybe if guests were coming over, more stuff. And then salad bar at Pizza Hut. My dad would go to that. We didn't get to go. And maybe my mom. And then we would beg for, sesame seeds. So this is the salad section. And let me walk you through. I don't even know if they have iceberg lettuce because I've moved on. If I didn't go with the bagged greens, I would be a romaine person. But the problem with the romaine, you get these romaine, I guess they're called romaine hearts, you know. I'm not breaking any. Well, actually, not right now, I'm not. Romaine heartbreaker, that does not, you know. But so I think they come three to a bag. And I can't consume three romaine hearts in the time. First of all, once you start breaking the hearts up, they take up a lot more room. And that's just real estate I don't have. The other thing is I don't think I can consume all three in time before they go away. But also then with the space situation, then romaine would dominate. And I prefer, and again, I'm no scientist, you know, I could barely get a plate at a salad bar. I don't think I'll be passing the salad bar, you know, that was an attorney type joke. But so that was why romaine went out. Now, if I'm making something that calls for romaine, I still will debate it because I just don't like to waste, my salad. So it's just a. And again, now you're looking at now Trader Joe's, they do have a pretty fine selection. Now, all the way to the left, they'll have a couple of kits. And let me just tell you my opinion on kits real quick, because I say sometimes they have a seasonal kit. Every once in a while, get it and see if it inspires you in your future salad designing. And say, well, I never thought about that. And especially with a child, then you can see if they dislike those ingredients. And, you know, maybe they had, I think one time they had, I don't remember what it was, if it was a chopped fig or something small, but you can avoid all those things. And let me tell you, I'm no salad expert. This is going to be a lesson in blue collar salading. And if you have a blue collar out there, you need to eat more salad for sure. But so you have your salad kits on the left, and you could use those, or you say if you have a fridge at work, maybe think about grabbing one for lunch at work, and over 3 or 4 days, eat the whole kit. And yeah, that might take some, planning and buying of Tupperware things, but you're giving yourself a little gift and you're making it easy. But so those are the kits, and I'm not against a kit, but I prefer actually more selection. Now, let me tell you where characters, you know, Barney Bear, whoever, I don't know, the Smoofy, I think, is one of them. Smoofy the giraffe, I think that's one of the forgotten Trader Joe's characters. But so they really do have a wide variety of salads here, and you can even, if you're feeling like you want some iceberg or some butter, lettuces, you know, a crisp, paler shade. You know, I do like, I like a dual foundation salad. I'll be honest with you. And I do like one of these like crisper mixed bags, and usually they're mixed. So you'll see you've got a pretty good one with the crisper, lighter lettuces in your butter, your romaine and your iceberg range. And they'll come with like a variety of, you know, like maybe some carrots in there and that, some cabbage or the other stuff that's red. And that's what we're going for. Big picture is a lot of diverse colors in our salad. That's what they always say. Get the diverse colors in your salad. That makes it taste better, makes it better for you. I guess that memo hasn't worked its way around, you know, but let's just keep the discussion of salad, because it just makes sense. It's an easy rule to follow. So keep a rainbow style salad. Now that's a whole different, an actual rainbow salad. That's trademarked in somebody else's business. But this is like a wide variety of stuff in our salad. But it starts with our dual foundation here, which is these if you want a crispy thing, I like that. But then we also want your dark leafy greens and maybe your cruciferae. And Trader Joe's is more than willing to help you. And depending on the day, you'll see, like, you got some baby kale. You could have those super green, you know, power greens. You get some spicy mustardy greens. They have, like, this cruciferous crunch sometimes, which is all these shaved cruciferous vegetables. But these are richer, darker greens. And I think, like, it just gives you a good mouthfeel to have both. Because then you get some crispy, lighter greens, some carrots, and you get the darker greens in all of their layers of flavor. Now, I will say that some of these bagged, the heavily bagged, like with mixed dark greens, I just try to avoid those unless I know I'm going to eat it in 3 days because it doesn't last any longer than that. And I don't care what they say, and I don't care what you do. You may have a salad spinner. I'd say spin that conversation right out of here because these are super dark mixed greens. Cruciferous crunch, that'll last you 2 weeks. Power greens, maybe 5 days. With these mixed dark greens, where you're getting into a lot of these different ones, they're not going to last very long. So you got to be prepared to eat it. So we're going to get 2 bags. Like, go ahead and pick like whichever you wish. Oh, you're going to go 4 bags because you want that cruciferous crunch and the power. I got you. So that's our dual foundation. And let me tell you, you can plate it right out of the bag. You take one, three, four fingerful, drop it on the plate, then drop on the other ones, or you can mix in a bowl. And I'll tell you something your body won't tell you. If you're rushing to work, you know, just throw some of these, two handful of each one of these in a little container, take it to work and eat it. Your body will love it. Even if you don't have dressing, your mouth might not love it so much, depending on what mixed greens you. The darker greens can have some strong flavors, but you know that's the thing. Now, whoa, before we leave here, we're also going to get this purple bag, purple and clear bag. You're right, of baby spinach, or whatever it's called, and that's going to be our greens for breakfast that you're going to have from now forever. And I'll explain how to cook that we will cook. So that's our salad. So then we're going to work our way through here. We're going to get some carrots, and that's an easy one. Keeps Koa happy. We're going to get a cucumber. And usually I'll stop myself there, but there is other stuff in this little section. I don't know why the salad stuff is so spread around, but I guess, like, I'll give you my basic salad that I like in you know, you could add on from there, whatever you wish. But I'll take the cucumbers and the carrots here. And then, but they have herbs. They have other, you know, I don't know, beets. Like I said, I can't do beets. I mean, I had a few, I just don't have the effort to pickle any beets or whatever. So let's just keep moving. And how about that? Thanks. Now, after the salad section here, you can see Trader Joe's has their own, these dressings. We're going to make our own dressings, but you can, again, for inspiration or time savings, get a dressing here. And if you're going to eat a salad every day, like, I mean, you don't want to get, like, I guess you could, these are your decisions. You're a free person to decide, like, but if having a little dressing on there is going to make you eat salad, I think that's great. I mean, some of these dressings, I don't even look at the back. Like the creamier ones, I don't know. You know, I'm living in a vinaigrette-based world, except, on the weekend, I said, give me, just slap some blue cheese, creamy blue cheese on there. But if blue cheese will keep you eating salad every night, let's keep, you know, you can make that choice. Okay, so we're going to head over here to this island. This is, I call it Potato Island, but it has potatoes and onions on one side. And this is where, you know, you got to decide as a parent, what are you going to do? Because I do like onions in my salad. My daughter does not. So the majority of time, I just skip it. Now, since I've learned a lot from Blue Apron, I will sometimes now pickle some onions and do a quick pickle. Based on one of the recipe cards, so maybe vinegar and sugar, or maybe a more Asian ginger style like pickle, I think it's just if you just put acid like vinegar and or lime juice or lemon juice with a little sugar, Maybe there's supposed to be another ingredient, probably some salt. Yeah, definitely salt, I think. Then you could pickle your onions. Kids might like the pickling better because it's, but red onions, I mean, they're not that strong. But I do like onions, and it, like, normally I just won't get them because I'm, you know, I'm a parent. We got to get your homework done. You got to get the salad. But the great thing about the salad is the method I'm going to teach you, it's a once-a-week salad, and then the pressure is off, you know, depending on, you know, the timeliness of the ingredients. Now, here's where we get, where you can get your spectrum going. You know, we got the carrots, and then the rest of it is kind of we have a diversity of green, and then we have some orange. But we have these bell peppers. I like bell peppers, and I like that you can get them in 3 to 4 colors. You can get your green, but then you can also get, I just buy those 4. I get a green. I don't always get a green, but I'll get the yellow, the orange, and the red. And I'll chop them in chunks and put them in the salad. That's that easy. And then we'll move down, and you have your tomatoes. Now, again, if you're spinning your salad or you know what you're doing, you could dice tomatoes. But I never, if I've had mixed results on anything in my life, it's tomatoes. So now, and again, this might be food science. Trader Joe's has a lot of different of these plum, grape-sized tomatoes. And most of the year, they have these heirloom-style ones that, again, come in a rainbow of colors, which, is good for us. But my daughter also likes these red plum grape-sized ones in her lunch. So either one of these. But, again, you could get any tomato you want, again. But I just find my tomatoes are too wet. Maybe it's because I'm not spinning them. Or I don't even know. I don't know. So people say core tomato. I say, what? Tomatoes don't have a core. I mean, I know they do, but I say that's a lot of work. Coring a tomato, count me out. So, and I guess like some people have salad with tomato. I guess I could be wrong. I like a cold. If I'm going to have a tomato, what is it, a quartered tomato? I like it cold. Or I guess there's tomato slices. I've seen those in salads too. I just worry about, I don't want the larger tomatoes to hear this, but I just worry about their performance over a few days, where these ones are self-contained. They're just little globes or circles. So, and again, it gives you a little portion control. And again, it makes it easy to throw it into something in your lunch, so you have it at lunchtime. So let's get those. And then let me think, because this is the, so we might want some garlic. So if you grab some garlic, and I think that is it that I can think of here in the salad section. So we have our salad stuff, correct? I think we have everything. So we need our dressings and then our, fixings or whatever you want to call it. So let's go over to the dressings, because this is going to be pretty simple. And again, to the bounty of Trader Joe's here. And everything's right here in this aisle. We're going to go past the frozen into this next aisle, because this is kind of mid-central, and we're going to get a lot of work done here. So let's start with the easy. Get this 21-season salute, or whatever the heck it's called, and you can take that home with you just because I have it already. And then also maybe the lemon pepper. We have salt and pepper, so I think we're set otherwise. Then we're going to get our oils. And again, this is, you don't have to follow my thing. But let's just get some olive oil. And it's nice to have these choices. You say, well, I don't know what a Tuscan or a Tunisian olive oil is. Just get it and try it. And then the next time you could try something else. And I guess I hear good things about canola oil. And no offense to canola oil, but I just like it because you use olive oil on almost everything. I just get olive oil. When it comes to the vinegar, now that's where, I say go with balsamic and something else. And I've been hearing a lot of good things about these fruit and citrus-based vinegars, so maybe go with that. That's the other thing we forgot is citrus. So while you look at, let's just go by and get some. Oh, you got some lemons. Great. Thanks. You read my mind, I guess. But so, like, we're going to get a couple vinegars and a couple, like, so, yeah, we'll get the balsamic and rice vinegar. That's fine. That sounds great. But, yeah, typically you have your red wine, you got your, apple cider, and then now you have these citrusy, you know, they're broadening the things. Now, I'm a big balsamic person, but that packs a lot of punch, and I'm going to teach you a little combo move that I've, learned a thing or two. But so now we have our oil, we have our vinegar, we have our salute, 21 season salute. Oh, mustard. That's the next thing we need. And I think I don't even know what emulsifier means, but I hear that with salad dressing. But see that one, it's got the mustard seeds. It's like a Dijon style. Whole mustard, you could get that one, and if you want a different one, you could get it, but I am a big fan. And by the way, I'm not into food naming, but I think a lot of these, when you ask around, these are superfoods. I do believe that. I mean, I'm just using it saying, hey, mustard, in my opinion, you're a superfood. You taste good. You make other stuff taste good, and supposedly you're good for me, and also you're not bad for me. So that, to me, is a superfood. But I think when they talk about these dark leafy greens and these vinegars and these olives, these are all like, so you're getting superfoods, maybe, but foods you could call super, definitely. Because what are you going to say? You're not going to say olive oil. Quit slacking, because the olive oil would look at you and say, it pretty much do everything. You put me on your freaking earlobes, I'll help with them. So again, sorry, I lost it there. It just gets so excited. Okay, so yeah, I knew this was going to come up because one of my New Year's resolutions was to eat more beans. And it's mixed results. Now, so I haven't been able, again, maybe it's the salad spinner thing. I haven't reached a level with beans where I could have them in the salad, because I think if you leave them in with the leaves, they mess it up. I mean, I think the key would be some point when I have more time to have my beans with some sort of vinaigrette on their own. Because otherwise, I just take them out of the can, I drain them, maybe I rinse them, and then I put them in the salad. It doesn't taste good. And then if you have it the next day, somehow the beans and the leafy greens don't get along. Everything just becomes sogged. So for now, we're going to be bean-free in our salad. But one day, I'd like to be there. I'd like to be, having beans in my salad to get, because my goal is 5 servings of beans a week, and I'm probably at 1 or 2. So, yeah, not something I'm super happy about, but, live and learn. Okay, so we have one more stop, which is in this aisle here, which we have all the nuts and all the, dried fruit. And so you could get, I like the cranberry, or the cranberry that's been soaked in orange or whatever, or the cranberry with the seeds inside. And then I guess I'm a traditionalist. I like some sesame seeds, which, and they're also the pumpkin seeds, or those other ones, it starts with a P. Whatever those are, those ones are good. They're like somewhere between a pumpkin and a sunflower seed, but those are all great. Are those called breadcrumbs? What are those called? Croutons. I'm not a crouton person. I mean, the reason being, I guess, is croutons are pretty hard. And so I have trouble, I just have always struggled with poking croutons with my fork, and then they just explode off the plate onto the floor. Or I guess that's it. That's really, that's just the ease of use. For me, I like the taste of croutons. I think they do add something to the salad, but sometimes I think of myself as a kid and I say, well, I'd just rather eat croutons than a friggin' salad. But now that I'm a big boy, I'm looking for any salad interference. I guess that was the term. I just, salad spinners, croutons, beans, too much salad, salad, those create salad interference. And we got to reduce your salad interference. I mean, I tell you what, don't let the dark greens hear this, but if I could just walk down the street eating a bag of dark greens and not, like, you know, have my teeth look gross and they taste gross, probably do that. But, I, you know, that's just not, they're too pungent. And again, then we'd be just eating dark greens instead of a wide variety. Okay, so you have a couple add-ons. Those are nice. A lot of times I forget the add-ons, so I try to keep them in a container that I can shake on. But having them is a nice option, and it makes you kind of feel like, you know, say, hey, I got some class. I got some nuts and dried fruit on this salad and this hizzy. So I think that's it, and I know we have to wait in line, so you want to know more about these crushes they have. They're really just crushes, like, that's all I could say, distant, not, you know, just like almost like celebrities, but not celebrities. No, I don't think, I mean, I would, well, you know, when I like, I can't say any, like, just, no one I know, you know, that's the safest kind, locked away in my heart, with a rusted key. That's where I keep my crushes for whoever they be. No, it's not from lack of, hopefulness of, meeting someone in Trader Joe's, being able to talk to them. I guess the data doesn't hold up that would work. But yeah, I've changed my, been inconsistent with my shopping schedule. And most of the time I've been hurried. The dryer in my apartment building's broken twice. So then I have to get, like, what I'll do is I'll put my drying stuff in the dryer, run over to Trader Joe's, get my daughter in one of those two orders, and then get back to the clothes should be. The people, by the way, the people at the laundromat that run it, they love me. Or they're just very nice people. But they're so nice. It's my, like, I say, I wish my washer broke all the time. Just kidding, you know, plus everybody always looks at you like, they said, well, it's not actually my washer, it's my landlord, and it doesn't work. So we're checked out. Yeah, so they got no updates. It's just straight as that. Anything at all I could give you at all? Well, no. I mean, last night I had dinner somewhere. And I did, like, I don't think it was pre-crush, you know, someone that was working there. But I'm sure she was, like, one of the owners, and I'm guessing that her and her, like, partner run the restaurant and they're romantically involved. And so, but I did almost hit her with the bathroom door because of the closet for some of the restaurant supplies. They both opened. And then I said, oh, excuse me. And then I said, let me close myself back in the bathroom again while you finish up in there. And then she said, oh, no, you know, like, oh, no, you're, you know, basically like you're, and I said, no. And then I just closed the bathroom door and hid there. But she did say, have a good day when I left there. So, you know, that's something to hope for. You know, maybe I'll be thinking of that when I fall asleep tonight. All right. So let's travel back with the Power Podcasting. So we got to get to work and the salad. And by the Power Podcasting, we're back in my place. Holy moly. So first things first, I'm going to show you the breakfast. It's really easy. And, like, goes with the breakfast that I have almost every day, especially when we're getting on a school morning, which is, you know, I soft boil eggs and then I usually create some sort of bread, pretzel bagel or something else, or homemade bread. Then I'm toasting in the, I don't have a toaster, but I have the broiler and the oven. And then here on my skillet or whatever this thing's called, griddle, McCaster and griddle, you turn it on. And then I spray a little olive oil on there after it's heated up. It's heating up now. And you just rip open that's a Ziploc, you know, that bag has like a zipper on it or whatever, of that baby spinach. I always feel bad eating the baby spinach. I feel like a brute. I mean, I don't know who, like, talk about terrible branding. And, like, I guess I don't feel as bad eating baby carrots because I know they're just strategically shaped carrots. where I think this is actually baby spinach. And I say, well, I guess I have to use extra cognitive dissonance when I'm eating the baby spinach. But at this point, I don't know what you're going to call it. Like fresh, I don't know, fresh spinach is different because I did for a while buy fresh spinach. After I had this delicious spinach at this sushi restaurant one time. Otakashi, or is that a, I don't know. But anyway, so the baby spinach, now this hot and our things, you just grab a big handful, throw it on the griddle. And you got to keep, now see how when I'm taking the spatula, I'm just going to keep stirring it because it cooks really fast. It wilts and becomes just like Popeye's spinach. And I actually turn the griddle off. One, then I don't have to worry about forgetting about it and then worrying about forgetting about it. But two, then you don't have to worry about scorching the spinach. Because, I mean, if you think you're a brute and then you're scorching baby spinach, you know, then you're, you know, then that's tossing and turning. Okay, so while you're doing that, okay, you're already chopping up the peppers and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I do debate those things. You're right. We don't need to have a huge debate, but do we skin the cucumber and the carrots? Those are organic carrots. So I'd say, like, usually I'd say it depends on how much Ko is staring at me. But most of it, Sophia just got braces. So now I do, what I'll do is I'll cut off the ends and then I'll shave the carrot and then I give that to Ko as a treat. Or usually I make a carrot parfait with her dinner. And then I'll just keep using the peeler to shred the rest of the carrot. And then I'll put carrot shreds in the salad, which you're doing right now. With the cucumber, what I usually do, and I guess this maybe is wrong, but I just do a 50-50. Half the time I skin the cucumber. You're laughing, yeah. I don't even know if that's a saying, but the other times I don't skin the cucumber. So, and I don't know. I don't know anything about cucumbers or whatever the heck's in their skin. But I figure, and it can be a little tough, but, you know, I'm a lot tough. I'm not a lot tough. I'm a softy. I know, but it, just for the podcast, I want to get that out there. I'm tough like a cucumber skin. I know, but it can be a little bit chewy. I'm not chewy, though, I don't think, unless you're considering they do. But so, yeah, that's what I say. Yeah, just slice them thin, and then who cares if it's got its skin on there, right? And then the peppers. And what I'll do is, like, I'll assemble all these into a bowl. Yeah, and then I'll kind of toss it. I washed my hands, but I'll toss it, yeah. And then what I do is, I don't toss the salad in the greens. I'll take one handful of one greens on the plate, one handful of the other on the plate, and then a handful of all of our mixed chopped vegetables, and then the tomato. And, let's put the fixings on last, and then the dressing. I think you go dressing, fixings, but let me show you how we do the dressing around here. This is my dressing, but again, I think it's a 3-to-1 ratio. 3 servings of oil to 1 serving of acid or vinegar. And your simplest one, you don't even need to do that. You just should do, put a little balsamic on there, and then put a little olive oil in there, and then maybe some pepper and maybe some salt right on your salad. But here's what I do. I take an old mason jar here, and yeah, I'm not good at 3-to-1. Oh, 1.5 cups to a half cup, right? That's 1, 2, 3, yeah. So let's put 1.5 cups of olive oil. It's a pretty big mason jar. And now, it says 3-to-1. Now we're going to put a half cup of balsamic in there. But then you're going to cut that lemon. We're also going to put a quarter to a half cup of lemon juice in there. So it's going to be a little bit stronger acid-wise. And if it's too strong, we could just cut it with the thing. Now, I'm also going to put some garlic in there. Now, this is like a jar of already minced garlic, so that'll be a little bit less intense. But sometimes I just smash up some garlic and throw it in there. But yeah, just put like a scoop, like a tablespoon of garlic in there. And then I'll put 2 tablespoons of mustard in there because that's a lot of liquid we have. And then I'll also put 2 teaspoons of the 21 season sautée in there and maybe a little salt and pepper. And then you just put the top of the jar on and shake it like a, shake that thing, see? And that's, I don't know if it's coagulating, but that's dressing. Now, one thing I've learned is that these things aren't exactly refrigerator friendly. So if you put it in the refrigerator, depending on the combination of oil and vinegar and stuff, like sometimes it'll solidify in your fridge. So you just got to take it out an hour or two ahead of time, which you can forget to do. So that's why I always have to just olive oil and balsamic backup. So for that, so that's it. So let's dress our salads. Oh, is anybody else coming? The Pointer Sisters are coming. They're so excited. And Eddie Murphy, yeah. No, they're here. They're coming. Hey, what's up? So good to see all of you, Eddie. You're my hero of ours, and I hope you're ready for some healthy eating. That will be we do have fixings. Yes, yeah, so we have, you set up a fixing bar. Oh, you brought some walnuts? Wow, thank you. And, love you, feel you. I'd like to wrap my arms around you and say thanks. I will. Thanks, Pointer Sisters, for coming by. And Eddie, sorry, Mr. Murphy, this is going to be so good. And that's it. So we have our salads. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I was supposed to explain to you about the salads or anything. No, I don't think so. So, yeah, we'll just enjoy these salads. And, that's right. So afterwards, so this would be Sunday. You do your salad creation if you can. If not, do it on Monday. Or if not, split it up and chop a little bit each week and just add what you chopped. Monday, chop a pepper and a cucumber. Tuesday, chop another pepper and a carrot. But eventually, the first night, I think you can leave the mixed greens in their respective bags. As you wear down chopped vegetables, then you can start to combine them. And then by Friday, ideally, you've eaten all the salad. You got to use your judgment on if it's still good or not. But if you're using it for lunch and dinner, you may have to re-up or you may not. It may last you all week. But what could be better than real-time salad assembly with you, right? And of course, our guests. That is mustard in there, Mr. Murphy. It is. There's some whole seed mustard. Thank you. And thanks, everybody. Good night. I want to thank some listeners over on Facebook, Megan MW, thanks and good night. Melissa H to the J, thanks and good night. And Melissa K, thanks and good night. Sarah B, thanks and good night. Thanks and good night to Joanna T, to Jenny K. Thank you and good night to Wendy A, Laura B to the S to the R, Tracy Y, thanks and good night, Jenny K, thanks and good night, Melinda S, thanks and good night, thanks and good night to Charlotte W, Rebecca K, thanks and good night, Cindy, thanks and good night to Cindy T, to Diana H, to Rose, to Sarah B, thanks and good night. Thanks and good night to Jill N and Rebecca J, to Rob M, thank you and good night, to Harold, our buddy, thanks and good night, Tracy Y, thanks and good night, Nancy L, thanks and good night, Debbie S to the P, thanks and good night, thanks and good night to Mike R, thank you, DB, thanks, this is DEEB, thanks and good night, Jennifer L, thank you and good night. Thanks and good night to Wes and Melanie S and Rob M. Thank you and good night. Janine H. Thanks and good night. Julie J to the W. Thanks and good night. Tricia O to the D. Thanks and good night. Sylvie. Thanks and good night. Rose F. Thanks and good night. Lynette. Thanks and good night. Hanging with the crew. Thanks and good night to Bree H, thanks and good night. Sean B, thank you and good night. Cash M. Thanks, good night. Keith R. Thanks, good night. Richard. Thanks, good night. Laura B to the SCR. Eli H. Thanks, good night. Arwen. Thank you and good night. Barbara C. Thanks, good night. Pat M. Thanks, good night. Andy A. Thank you and good night. Jared B. Thanks and good night. Ben C. Thanks and good night. Ida. Thanks and good night. Charlie S. Thanks and good night. Matthew N. Thank you and good night. Nora N. Thanks and good night. Matthew H. Thank you and good night. Nicole K. Thanks and good night. Leanne. Thanks and good night. Thanks and good night to Tammy C. and Jennifer L. Thanks and good night. Shirley A to the M. Thanks and good night. Jennifer B, thanks and good night. Becky H, thanks and good night. Thanks and good night to everybody supporting the show and saying hi over on Facebook. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on... in the public feed too. Now I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story only versions of the show, the all intro, all night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to the Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On. which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabolik's, like, we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabolik. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. Then Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support@supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way. But these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, in building your playlists. From that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.